Jesus, we want to confess that we believe, Lord. Lord Jesus, be gracious unto us, Master. Help thou our unbelief, Master. Have mercy on us, O living God, Master. While we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and your love and your mercies unto us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you that your grace has kept us, O living God, ever since then, Lord, and your grace has brought us to your house once again this evening. We say thank you, Father. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Help us, Heavenly Father, as we look unto thee, Master, to help us, Master, to bless us, O God, to hear our humble cry, Lord. May you, Master, increase our faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Heavenly Father, your children that are not here, O living God, on account of one thing or the other, may you perfect order concerning them, Master. Lord, we pray for your servant, O living God, may you strengthen him, perfect order concerning him, and bring him, Master, strong and healthy to your glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you. Commit your servant in other places to your great holy hands, Master. Your servant in Sapele, Lord, Master, your servant that is on his way to Kaduna, may you be with them, Heavenly Father. Lord, help them, and Lord, Master, especially your servant that is going to Kaduna, use him to be a channel of blessing in that place, O living God. Lord, strengthen him, anoint him, and inspire him, O living God. And this service this evening, help your servant in Sapele and the rest of the places where your children will be gathered, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us, O living God. Have mercy on us, O God. Master, Lord, the little admonition, O God, may it anchor in our heart, O God. Lord, may something be said to help us, O living God, to look unto thee and to receive our petition from thee, Master. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Have your way in our lives, Father. At the end of this service, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting. May the riches of God's blessing be our portion in Jesus Christ's name. Let's open our Bible as we read from the same scripture, Mark chapter 11, before we have our seat. On account of our time, we'll read from verse 22. Mark 11, we start our reading from verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. I don't know. There is this song. If you just bear with me, let's sing it together for a while before we continue. It's not by power, it's not by might. Oh, by my spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by man. Oh, by my spirit, saith the shall be removed.
abirimu. Yes, mantem shaberemu. Oh, bye-bye, spirit. Now, one more time now. Oh, no, by man, no, it's not by man, it's not by man, it's not by might, it's not by man, oh, by my spirit, yet the Lord, it's not by man, it's not by might, by my spirit, yet the Alleluia, yes, mountain, oh, Shaberemu, in Jesus' name, yes, mountain, oh, Shaberemu. In our lives, the Lord God of hosts, whose human name is the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to remove them in Jesus Christ's name. So shall it be. Amen. God bless you. We want to continue with this, our sermon, as we have been talking about faith. And so far, we've all seen that only God can give this faith. Is not what a man can give us. And we all depend on God to increase our faith, give us the faith that we meet the needs of the hour. Put us in the bracket where all things are possible. Praise ye the Lord. Now, but as before we continue, I wish to remind us of what we know already before this time we go, that faith is not hindered by time. Faith is not hindered by what? By time. Brother Abraham taught us that time and sight are what? The enemy of divine healing. The Bible says that hope deferreth, maketh what? Maketh the heart to be sick. But when the desire cometh, is like a thrill of what? Of life. Praise ye the Lord. But that is hope. When hope is deferred, it can make our heart sick, but not faith. Praise ye the Lord. God is not in a hurry to fulfill any of his promises. We are the one that are in a hurry. But God is never in a hurry. Praise ye the Lord. Our God is the owner of time and eternity. So, he is never in a hurry to fulfill his promises because he knows everything about us. He knows the best time to bring his, to bring his promise world to fulfillment in our lives. Praise ye the Lord. Now, let's read from the prophet. We know, just to remind ourselves. Let's read from, and also I want to bring to our remembrance also that God does not need our strength to fulfill his promise. And age does not have anything to do with God fulfilling his promise in our lives. Do you believe that? Age does not have anything to do with God fulfilling his promise in our lives. May God help us. As God does not need our strength, the Bible says that David said that God did what? He taught my hands to do what? To war. In that case, God uses his strength. God does not need our education to do what? To bring faith to us. But sometimes God used somebody like Paul, Apostle Paul, who is educated, to have faith in God. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. Let's just continue. The sermon, time-tested faith. Time-tested faith. We'll read from paragraph. Time to say 5805:18. Let's, because of our time, paragraph 64. Let me start. You are not there. Could you imagine? An old man, 75 years old, and an old woman, 65 years old. Think of it now. All right. Going down to the doctor and say, "Doc, we want to get a room ready at the hospital. My wife is going to have a baby." Huh. What? About 25 years past menopause. Yep, she is going to have a baby. We just been downtown and got a little got all the bus eye we could get a hold of, and all the pins and the booties and everything. We are going to have the baby. How do you know, sir? God said so. That settled it. God said so. Why? They will say the poor old man is just kind of off of his head. There is something wrong with him. And every man that has ever stood for God has been considered a neurotic or something wrong with him. He's changed his position from a dying sinner. Yes, sir. Brother said, it is truly something wrong. He has changed his position from a dying sinner to an everlasting living saint. Calling those things which were not as though they were, because God said so. Could you just imagine, after the first 20... Let me enlarge this a little. Could you just imagine, after the first 28 days, I could see Abraham go up, say, "Sarah, honey, how do you feel?" "No difference." "Well, bless God, we are going to have it anyhow." "Sure." "A year passed." "How you feel, Sarah?" "No difference." "Praise God, we will have it anyhow." 25 years passed. He is 100 and she is 90. Little old grandma with a little shawl. "How you feeling, honey?" "No difference." "Bless God, we are going to have it anyhow." Why? He endured and believed that what God said, God could keep his promise. And you are children of Abraham. Supposedly, don't get healed the first night. When you accept your healing, well, I guess there is nothing to eat. No matter what there was to eat, God said so, and that settles it. Just keep on going. Abraham believed him. Praise ye the Lord. Like we said last Sunday, Moses, the servant of the Lord, when he was 40 years old, he failed. But it was when he was 80 years old, after meeting God, that he succeeded in the purpose that God sent him to the heart for. Praise the Lord. God did not need the strength. He just believed and go as God said. Praise ye the Lord. Now let's look at another thing. There was a man in the time when Jesus Christ was born named Simeon. The Bible, Abraham taught us he was around 80 years old. And let's read what Abraham said. That let's look at that, led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit, that he preached in 59:04-07. Led by the Spirit. Let's listen attentively to what he said here. From paragraph 23. Led by the Spirit. 59:04-07. Paragraph 23. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Now, and this old man was an honorable man, but had a great reputation among the people. And one day, perhaps, maybe in the prayer room or in his study, the Holy Ghost came to him and made him a promise and said, Simeon, you are not going to die until you see the Christ. He believed it. He had a right to believe it, because the Holy Spirit had given him the promise, and the Holy Spirit who gave him the promise was obligated to bring him to Christ when Christ comes. Praise the Lord. Brother said he was either praying or what? Studying. And in that, it was when the Holy Spirit, it was in the right atmosphere. Is that right? When we are praying or we are studying the word of God, we are in the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to do what? To visit us. That was when the Holy Spirit visited him and said, Simeon, you are not going to die until you see the Lord Christ. Praise the Lord. Later, Brother Brown said he was reading the scripture. Let's follow. Paragraph 24. That is the reason that you are here tonight for divine healing. It's because you believe that God made the promise. How many believe in divine healing? How many? All of us. I do too. All of us do. Praise ye the Lord. Now, you know, David said one time, when the deep calleth to the deep, if there is a deep calling, there is got to be a deep to respond to that call. I've often made the statement that before there was a fin on a fish back, there force had to be a water for him to swim in, or he would never had use of the fin. Before there could be a tree to grow on the heart, there must first be a heart for it to grow him. Let's jump to 27. In other words, like this, before there can be a creation, there has to be a creator to create the creation. And if you are thirsting tonight for a healing power of God, there has got to be a fountain open somewhere, or you will never thirst for it. How many longs for a deeper walk with God? It's a question. How many long for a deeper walk with God? All of us. Praise the Lord. For every hand up, where there is a deeper walk somewhere, or you will never thirst for it. Something has created in you a desire to walk closer to God. Something has created in you a desire to be healed by God. Before that could be created in your body, in your spirit, there has to be a creator of that. And that creator is the Holy Spirit. That is why you are here tonight. It's because the Holy Spirit has led you here. How many has the devil led here? Can the devil lead you here? Can the devil make a way for you to come to church? He will not want you to come to church, nor will he allow you to have any time to listen to God's word. Oh, mercy. I think it used to be that a servant of God used to say that when we want to pray, when we want to study, something will remind you, oh, you have not done this. Who is that? It's the devil. May God help us. Look, let us, all of us, be checking that thing. It's true. I've seen it with me. When you want to take the Bible to study, that is where you remember, oh, I have not done this. Then you leave the Bible, you want to go and do that, attend to that. Before you finish that one, another thing will come up. Before you finish that one, that one will come up. And that is how you do what? You forget the Bible. That is the work of the devil. May God help us. To always recognize the tricks of the devil and use something to block him. That thing is always there. It is still there. Alright. Something has created in you a desire to walk closer to God. Something has created in you a desire to be healed by God. Well, before that could be created in your body or in your spirit, there has to be a creator of that. And that creator is the Holy Spirit. That is why you are here tonight. It's because the Holy Spirit has led you here. Now, Simeon read in the scripture where that there was coming a Messiah. And while he was sitting reading this scripture, the Holy Spirit said, you are not going to die until you see him. He wasn't afraid of his testimony. He didn't care about his prestige. He was telling everyone, I'm going to live to see the Messiah come. Oh, now, of course, you know what the world will have a thought of that. Some of them perhaps said, the old man is just gone off a little bit in the head. His mind is kind of leaving him. And it will be said about you. When people take God as at his word and believe his promise, he is so supernatural till it becomes crazy to the people of the world. God is so much greater, his promises and his power and his being and his living and his expressions of us is so much higher than the things of the... Sorry, his expectation of us is so much higher than the things of the world. Till we become crazy to the world. And as not the scripture well place it, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Blessed are you when you are persecuted for him. Now, when we see this old man going around and telling people, no matter what they said, he believed it because he had a good reason to believe it. The Holy Spirit has led him and created him a faith to believe that. The Holy Spirit did what? The Holy Spirit created what? A faith in him to believe that. That is why you are here tonight for healing. You have read it in this. Let me turn back to. Okay. Oh, you are not following. Where am I here again? All right. Sorry, I think I'm lost here. But created in him a faith to believe it. That is why you are here. You are here tonight for healing. You have read it in the scripture. It's a promise of God. And he read there is a promise that the Messiah is coming. Then the Holy Spirit said, you are going to see him. The same Holy Spirit There is no two Holy Spirit. There is only one. The same Holy Spirit that led Simeon to testify that has led you here tonight. There he was on this morning. He was sitting back, say, in his study again. And all of a sudden, something took place. I like God's sudden move. Don't you? Just shake you all at once and you respond to it. Something is fixing to happen. Then Simeon, sitting back in his study, perhaps he will say, he reached over into a little pocket and pulled out a scroll, and he began to read it, and it reads something like this: unto us a son is born, unto us a child is given, and his name shall be called Counselor, Peace, and Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And just about that time, the Spirit must have said, stand on your feet, Simeon. And without a least of hesitation, the old sage dropped the scroll on the table and stood on his feet. Start walking, Simeon. Where shall I go, Lord? That is none of your affair. You start out. I will take the rest of the way. Praise the Lord. You see, that is the way God was. You just start out. You just obey. God will take the rest of the way. Praise the Lord. That is the way it is to you tonight. In the wheelchair, you, cot, stretcher, whatever you have. If God is making the lead, the doctor says you are going to die. That is the best the doctor knows. But if something tells you to rise and accept Christ as your healer, start walking. It's his business to take care of the rest. Praise the Lord. I haven't moved Brother Abraham for so long. That don't make any difference. If you never moved, God's peace to your heart. Move. For sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14. And Simeon started walking, led by the Spirit. Here he comes into the temple. Strange enough, he turned, not knowing where he is going. Was down to this line of women, some of them, yes. Here comes that honorable Reverend Simeon. Walk down along the side of the line. Oh, some of them say, you know, that is the old man that some of them had said that kind of gone off of his head. He is got too religious. Do you think tonight that he was too religious? Certainly, you don't. You get that? Do we get that? Then people say that he was too religious, as they will say today, SU, old school, and the rest of the name that they call Christian today. But Baba said, do you think he's too religious? No, he was following the leading of the Spirit. You see, when God says anything, it behooves us as God's children to do what? To obey. May God help us. Oh, mercy. Don't worry. I will close now. It behooves us as God's children to obey what the Holy Spirit says. You see, it is when we obey, just like it is always like that. When we obey, then God will take us through. When we take the step that God says we should take, by the word, led by the Spirit. Don't let us forget that. The step that God says we should take, by the word, led by the Spirit. When we do it, God will take care of the rest. May God help us. The woman with the issue of blood, she heard, and faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? The word of the Lord. And something told her that I don't need to disturb him. All that I needed to do is just do what? touched the hem of his garment. That was the revelation she had. And the fact that when she thought, that's what Abraham said, though, when she thought the hem of his garment, so the real reason why we know that the blood stopped was because Jesus stopped also and said, "Who touched me?" That is to prove that she was healed. And that is also to prove that it was God that led her to do that. May God help us. I don't know how to say it better than that. All right, let's continue. We are almost through. Certainly you don't. He is a saint in our sin. And in heaven tonight, enjoy fellowship with all the redeemed. And he comes walking down along that line. I see him stop by the little lady that everyone was keeping their distance from, where someone might have said, there you are. See, birds of the feather flock together. That is true. I like that too. Come out from among the world and be separated is God's command. Is man's command? Let me read that again. That is true. I like that too. Come out from among the world and be separated is God's command. Be ye separated, and then I will receive you. And here she comes, walking over towards Simeon, and he reached his arm for the baby. And I can see him as he looks in the face of this baby. He raised his head toward heaven, and the tears of joy must have run over his old white beard when he said, "Lord, let thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, led by thy spirit." Praise the Lord. God can never fail. There is no doubt about it. We all know that. God can never what? He can never fail. Whatever God has said, at the right time, it is the same God that will bring it to manifestation. May God help us. I don't know how else to say it for further than that tonight. We have said a lot about this faith. It is God and God alone that can bring it to us. And if it is God that will give us faith, all of us, for whatsoever we need, then it behooves us to do what? To go to that God to do what? To give us the faith that we need for every hour, that we need for every situation. No man can help us. Brabham used to say, "I cannot heal you." He said, "If I can, I will be the most. I'm not supposed to be here if I will not do it." I cannot do it. I cannot heal you. It is God to heal you. And that is the way it is. But Abraham cannot help every one of us if God will not help us. And God promised to help us. Praise ye the Lord. And that is why we are here, because God made a promise to help every one of us. And he's available here to do what? To help us. Because he said, "Where two or three are gathered in his name, there they will be in their midst." And Abraham taught us that he will not come as an onlooker. Or is that, will he come as an onlooker? Come and look all of us, what we do. No. He is here to give us grace. He is here to give us faith. He is here to help us. He is here to correct us. He is here to instruct us. He is here to meet us at the point of our needs. Praise ye the Lord. May God help us. God, in all ages, has always been an help to his children. Am I right? God in all ages has always been the very best. Is that not what the Bible says? The Lord is our help, the very present help at the time of needs. And that is the way he does. God will not leave any of his children unhelped. At no time has God left his... Of course we know that. Why do I need to bother myself anymore? These are the things that we do what? We know that God is our help. At every juncture of life, God is our help. All that we need to do is to call upon him to come and help us. And he will rise up to the scene. Praise the Lord. Let's go before him this evening. As we are praying, let me read this Psalm 46 to our hearing. As we are praying, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God, the only place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that lately. Is that what the scripture says? And God shall help her, and that right early. The hidden rage, the kingdom were moved. The utter his voice, the heart melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the heart. He maketh wars to cease unto the hand of the heart. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the heart. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Praise the Lord. God is always there to help his people. At any junction in time, at any situation, at any period that God's children are in need of him, the Bible says he will help them early. May God help us. God shall help her, and that right early. That is the word of God, though. It's not my word. God is in the midst of her. Is God in our midst? I'm asking us, is God in our midst? God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. They are not my words. That is the promise of the Almighty God to his believing children. And that same God that said he will help us and come to our help early is right here in our midst. I'm not the one that made the promise, so I'm not responsible. Your father, my father, is the one who made the promise. He's the one who put it here for us to read and to believe. And if we are God's children, we should lay all that is in our life, we should lay it on the scriptures. That God, you made this promise. God, it is your word. Fulfill your promise in my life. And that same God who is hearing you, he will fulfill his word, he will fulfill his promise in your life and in my life. Praise you the Lord. Let's call upon him. Our God is not sleeping. our God is not dead. Our God is still alive. That I believe absolutely. He heareth and answereth prayers. Let with this confidence go before him and ask him for whatever we need.
Jesus, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Let it not be as at other time. If you want to be remembered in prayer, if you believe God has answered your prayer, if you believe God is here, if you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ who made the promise is here, and he has, you know, the Bible says when we pray, we should do what?
we should believe. He said, then we shall have what we pray for. If you so believe like that, why, let us raise our hands as our pastor will pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again this evening for another opportunity to come together as men, women, boys, and girls of life, precious faith, to come and sit at your feet and to listen to your word. It is true that it's written your word, and faith comes by hearing the word of the Lord. The exhortation that went forth has mentioned several occasions. It is scriptures, O God, where you came in the flesh, and men depended on you as they came to you with one form of need on the other. Never at any time anyone were back disappointed. A prophet always referred to the woman that touched the hem of your garment. He said, it does not even have a promise. He just made it up her mind that if I can touch the hem of his garment, it was the garment it touched, not even your body. But Lord, because you are God, and you know all things, and you are able to do all things, and when you love your people, you love them to the end. Father, we just want to appreciate you. We thank you, Father. Lord, hands are up everywhere, some of your children on the altar. They have made known to you as individuals the desires and the needs, their requests unto you. You said we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. All that we have need now is this faith that has been preached unto us. Because you taught us if we ask anything, we should believe that we have received, and then shall we have it. Heavenly Father, as every one of them go back to their seats, Lord, we believe you, O God, that you have answered every prayer.
Amen.
We believe you, O God, that you have granted the needs in the lives of everyone.
Amen.
We believe you, O God, that while we are in expectation for the manifestation of these answers, O God, Lord, that you will help us.
Amen.
To fight against every suggestion of the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Thank you.
Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, by the time the manifestation of the answer shall come, help us not to be ashamed to come forward and testify.
Amen.
Thank you, Savior Divine. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Pastor, to round up and pray for us.
Father, we are happy again to be here tonight. Lord Jesus, we have been taught we should cast all our cares upon you, for you cared for us. Thank you for the cares of individuals that we have brought, our bodies that we have laid down. Lord, may we not take them back home.
Amen.
May we leave them here, knowing, O God, that you said we should take our body on you and leave it there. Father, as we go, O God, may the faith that we pray for, may it take a hold, Lord.
Amen.
All the requests, all the written ones, the one that just freshly written, the one that we know every measure, you know all about us, O God. The children that are sick in the body, thou knowest every one of them. By the Lord our God, I healed all our diseases. We look unto you, O Father, that you continue to have thy way in our lives. Thank you, our Father. The blessings that we have received in this service tonight, may they be permanent, Lord. As we go back to our homes, may the enemy not succeed in cheating any of us, oh Father. Every suggestion of the devil, Lord, may you raise his standard for us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Sweating your servant that you have made yourself to lead his service, the virtue that left him, may you recall him, Lord. By whichever means we are going back, or you brought us, take us back home safely. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have some visitors with us.
Brother Daniel Ainera. God bless you. You are welcome. Then, Sister Esther, I think your spouse is here with you. I think I saw her too. Greet us now. God bless you. Sister Esther Ajisafel and children. Sister Esther Ajisafel and children. Sir? Sorry. And okay, and child. Sorry. Where is she? God bless you. You are welcome. Sorry. Praise you, the Lord. Alante, Brother Oyedepo sent message through Brother Sam to us that you should greet us and thank every one of us for the gift that we've given to them as a family, and also your prayers, your messages, and your calls. He said he appreciates every one of it. God bless you all. Let's continue to raise them up in prayer, that God will continue to be with them and use them to be a channel of blessing to the brethren in Sapele. God bless you. So, as we, I think that is the message. I think I've delivered the message. Then let's rise on our feet as we sing this song in closing. Hymn 90. All praise to Him who raised us up. Thank you.